Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We'll be joined a little bit later on by Tommy White, business manager for Laborers Union 872. They're the folks building the Allegiant Stadium. They did have supposedly, a positive test for the coronavirus. We'll find out what that's all about. Hopefully everybody's okay. Chris Cuomo tested positive. CNN anchor and brother of the governor of New York. Yeah, Andrew Cuomo's brother tested positive for the coronavirus. So he is quarantined in his basement.
Gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek.
Yeah. Coming up a little bit later on, Joseph Amato, the SBA Nevada District Director, with the passage late last week of the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, there is a lot of money out there being loaned. Yeah. If you're a small business person, you're going to want to get some of this money. It could save your business. Yeah. I do want you to hear, and this is causing a lot of stink in the social media world. Mike Lindell, the guy that brings you My Pillow, you hear Wyatt on a regular basis. Mike Lindell wowed him in the Rose Garden yesterday. This was Mike Lindell. This is cut one. Getting very personal in the Rose Garden. Here it is.
My Pillow has designated some of its call center to help U.S. companies navigate the many issues that resulted from this pandemic. We've dedicated 75% of my manufacturing to produce cotton face masks. In 3 days, I was up to 10,000 a day. By Friday, I want to be up to 50,000 a day. I'm proud to manufacture our products in the United States, and I'm even more proud to be able to serve our nation in this great time of need. Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow to help our nation win this invisible war. Now, I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Okay. Now, yesterday, there has been so much negative news out there, and I'm going to make a confession here. I used to watch CNN about 80-90% of the time, but it got to be so depressing. I mean, they cover a Governor Gloom and Doom. That's what I call Andrew Cuomo. And eventually I had to like just stop watching them. Over the weekend, I went into the I call it the HIB, the Holiday Information Bubble, But in this particular case, it was the weekend information bubble, and I just stopped watching. But now we find out that Chris Cuomo has tested positive, and he is quarantining in his basement there in New York City. Yeah. We wish him the very best, and we hope for him a speedy, speedy recovery. The president yesterday, though, had some good news, which I was really excited about. This was the president. This is cut number three. Talking about a major breakthrough when it comes to the reusable N95s, the face masks. This was the president yesterday in the Rose Garden.
The FDA has also authorized the Batil's N95 respirator mask sterilization kits. It's an incredible thing. I've been asking, why are we throwing these masks away? You look at some of these masks and they're significant pieces of equipment, and I say, how come you throw them away? Why aren't they using sterilization techniques? And I got a call from Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, and he's a tremendous guy, tremendous governor, and he said, we have a company named Batil, and they're having a hard time getting approval from the FDA. And I called up Dr. Hahn, and within a very short period of time, they got the approval, Steve. We really appreciate it. I want to thank Mike, and I want to thank Steve. And they're going to be able, each machine now can disinfect 120,000 masks per day. Now think of that. Each machine can disinfect 120,000 masks per day. It'll be just like a new one. It could go up to about 20 times for each mask. So each mask can go through this process 20 times. And they have two in Ohio, one in New York, and one will soon be shipped to Seattle, Washington, and also to Washington, D.C. So that's going to make a tremendous difference on the masks.
We're going to devote some time in this half hour to the good news. I am so tired of bad news. We're going to give you more good news coming up in just a couple of minutes. You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called my friends at Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered. But I also wanted to make sure I was getting the best bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes, 12 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pockets? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive and Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance? You can do it from your recliner, from your sofa. You can do it from bed if you decide to sleep in while actually improving coverage. Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. They're waiting for your call right now. In fact, why don't you call them now? Tell them Kevin sent you. 702-714-1060. And get a free quote at 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is about 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Joseph Amato from the SBA will talk to us at the bottom of the hour. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month. And there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
This half hour is devoted to good news on the coronavirus front. Yeah, yeah. We'll get to some really good news. In fact, I got some good news for those of you that have gone to your local grocery store and you can't find bottled water. They got lots of real water at Amazon. And I asked Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, to see if we could get a discount for my listeners. That means you. And what? Am I right? Everybody orders from Amazon now? I just ordered a calendar from Amazon yesterday. Nah, a calendar. A block calendar. Yeah. But because normally they run out in January. Mine run out at the end of March, like today. So I ordered another calendar, a desk calendar type of thing. Here's the deal, though. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no space. and you'll receive a 10% discount. And they'll deliver it right to your front door. How many cases you want? You want two? You want five cases? It's okay. It's all right. So check it out right now. Just go to Amazon, search Real Water, and I know you're going to love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference. Okay. It's weird. Demo rats down through the years have hated the military. They don't want the military on college campuses. They don't want the military throwing its weight around, bringing its machinery into cities, you know, tanks and things like that. But you know what? When there's a disaster, it's so important that they're available. General Todd Semonite is the chief of engineers for the Corps of Engineers and was on with Martha McCallum last night. I want you to hear the kind of progress that they're making in New York City and beyond, raising hospitals in about 3 or 4 days. This was Lieutenant General Todd Semonite from the Army Chief of Engineers.
Tell me a little bit about what is going up in New York and how many buildings besides the Javits Center you anticipate you might need there.
Well, Martha, first of all, I just want to be able to thank you for having us on tonight. And all of us in the Department of Defense, I mean, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of these people that are affected by this terrible virus. And you know, there's an awful lot of heroes being made in these last couple of weeks. I was in New York City last Thursday night, and the streets were empty. But you still saw the cops out. You still saw all the nurses and the medical people. Everybody really, really stepping up to be able to help be able to try to mitigate this. So to be able to kind of frame this, we knew when Governor Cuomo called us 2 weeks ago, he has said, hey, I need to be able to have some help in New York City. Secretary of Defense Esper asked me to go up on behalf of FEMA to be able to figure out how could we come up with some type of a plan to help New York City. So we basically created what I would call a standard design. And we made this very, very simple. You heard in the clip earlier, we've really got to be able to make this exceptionally straightforward. So we said we need some facilities that are COVID and some other facilities that are non-COVID. And then we looked across the array of the facilities that were already existing. We can't start and build a hospital from scratch in 3 weeks. We said, let's go find something that's already to code, already has electricity, already has fire, already has water. So we kind of put these in two different bins, something like a hotel or a college dormitory, or perhaps a large area like a convention center or a sports arena. So when I was with the governor, he said, what can I do right away to get you started? And I said, we need to have a building like tonight. We need to have three more buildings by tomorrow night. We need to have your list of projects, Governor, where you want us to get started. So he turned us on to the Javits Center first, and that's where we're working with the entire team. And this is not the Corps of Engineers. This is FEMA, HHS, an unbelievably talented team in the Javits Center. The governor, the mayor has been amazing in this. Everybody pulling together to be able to basically take a FEMA hospital, a series of hospitals, and put them inside a convention center. Originally what came out of a box at only about 500 beds, we were able to expand to about 3,000 beds, and that's up and running today.
Yeah, I mean, it really is remarkable, and I'm so glad that you're highlighting all of these different groups that are working together. How have you been able to do it on such a short time frame? And would it have been, obviously, it's always helpful if you have more time. Do you wish that you had been told to start this 2-3 weeks ago, month ago?
Well, I think this is where, again, this is a city and state responsibility, but I was actually getting ready to do a press briefing in the Pentagon last Friday afternoon. And President Trump and Dr. Esper called me on my cell phone, Dr. Esper did, and they said, what else do you need, General Semonite, to be able to help step up and make this happen? I think we got to continue to be able to anticipate where that requirement was, and maybe somebody could say that we could have done more earlier on, but I look at when we know that need, we were called in and we went forward and did it. Here's the power of the idea. The power of the idea is not to sit down and try to design several hundreds of facilities. Friday afternoon when I briefed in the Pentagon, we had 114 ideas identified. Today, we have 341 identified. We've got about 8 gigantic contracts going in right now, tonight, across the United States, about 8,500 rooms. In the next couple days, we're going to write 7 more big contracts, about another 3,000. It's the ability to have a standard design and then pass that back out to mayors and governors and say, this is something that has already been sanctioned through HHS and FEMA. Delegate it back down. You can build it. We can build it. it, but then take the passion of the idea and put it in the ground. And that's what we're seeing, Martha, is really taking off, is this is beginning to grow in little cities, little towns, big convention centers, to be able to find a way of cutting this delta.
I got to tell you, listening to General Semonite, it makes me so damn proud of our military. And the people that are assigned to the Army Corps of Engineers. That is so impressive. He is so impressive. I look at that and I just go, wow, that is so cool. Coming up, more good news from the SBA, Small Business Administration. They're loaning out money right here in Nevada. Have you applied yet? If your small business has not applied for these loans, and there are new programs where the loans actually become grants, you don't have to pay them back. This is unique. It'll never happen again. And it's happening right now. That is absolutely amazing. As I said, we're dedicating this first hour to good news only. We do have the news that Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor, is tested positive for the coronavirus, and as such is, and so he is self-quarantining in his basement. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More good news, this time from the economic front. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A just released economic report shows consumer confidence is falling fast, although it has not fallen as fast as many economists had feared. The Conference Board reporting the Consumer Confidence Index has dropped to 120 this month, down from 132.6 in February. Many economists were predicting it would be down to about 110. Experts say the pandemic and a slowdown in the global economy is, of course, driving that lack of confidence. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump could be doing a lot more to help gain the confidence of Americans and help curb the coronavirus outbreak.
We need the equipment, the personal protective equipment for the workers, the ventilators and other equipment for the patients.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Adapting to the virtual world has been tough for one two-time champion. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today Midday.
It's the Rip the Fence podcast.
3-4, Christopher Bell, a winner at Eldora.
Dylan, it's good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, bud. Congrats.
That was probably the most exciting win I've ever had in my career.
With Dylan Welch and Tyler Burnett.
Kyle Larson is a Chili Bowl Midget Nationals champion. When those words come out of my mouth, how does it make you feel?
When it comes out of your mouth, it feels really good because you're the biggest Christopher Bell lover in the media center every week.
Available to download wherever you listen to podcasts and on ripthefence.com.
I am the villain, the wearer of the black hat.
Bye-bye.
I am not here to make friends or kiss babies.
Cry me a river.
I am booed everywhere. I'm used to it by now. I am called everything in the book, including champion.
If you don't like that kind of racing, don't even watch it.
I am Kyle Busch. I am NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1.
The NASCAR industry has tried to make the best of the current COVID-19 shutdown as races across the country have been postponed. The last two weekends, dozens of drivers have taken to the virtual racing world with the iRacing platform. Kyle Busch is a two-time Cup champion, but it's not fared well the last 2 weeks in virtual races, as he is still trying to adapt to how virtual cars react.
These cars online here, they bounce off the wall faster than they do in real life. So trying to recognize the ricochet and everything that's going to happen in the crashes is hard to do.
Busch has crashed out of the two virtual events run thus far at Homestead Miami Speedway and Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now.
All across the state of Nevada. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I mentioned that this hour was going to be devoted towards good news, and we've got more good news for you because guess who's here? Joseph Amato, the SBA Nevada District Director, and he joins us from Las Vegas. Joe, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I know when the Congress passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, that meant there is a lot more money for businesses across the country, but that means lots more money for folks right here in Nevada. Am I right?
That's absolutely true. Across the country, and especially in Nevada, we're working overtime to get the money out to small businesses as quickly as possible.
How do you define a small business? What's small?
Normally, it's 500 employees or less. There are some waivers or some exceptions to that, but normally, if the business is 500 employees and less, a for-profit entity, not publicly traded, they're normally going to be eligible for small business funding.
Now, I had some people late in the week last week that said that your website was either down or under construction. What was going on there, and are you guys fully up and ready to go now?
Well, you know, some miracles do happen, and this weekend they completely revamped the website. What was a 4 to 12 hour tedious effort. Is now basically I've been involved in 59 applications yesterday and already 17 this morning, and they take 10 minutes or less. So they completely revamped the whole way the whole system works. The input is minimal at best comparative to, you know, the pages and pages that were originally part of the process originally, you know, in the last 12 days. But this weekend they completely revamped the website. If you go on sba.gov/disaster, whether you're a sole proprietorship, independent contractor, LLC, corporation. It's basically going to take you about 10, maybe 15 minutes at most to fill out the application now.
Now, and this is all done online, right?
All done online. And, yeah, this is for the what they call the EIDL program or the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, which was the original program that was kicked off about 12, 13 days ago. The new wrinkle they have in it now is when you get to the final page or right before the final page before your review, you can click off a little box that will give you a $10,000 advance within 72 hours. And for some businesses, that could be a lifeline that they just desperately need. It is an advance. It's a $10,000 advance against whatever proceeds they finally approve in your final loan approval, which could take about 2 weeks. If for whatever reason that you are declined and that they're trying like heck to not have any declinations, for whatever reason you're declined, that $10,000 becomes a grant.
Wow. Wow. What is the program? And I'm not sure if it's an SBA program, the program where if you keep employees on the payroll, the loan becomes a grant. Is that an SBA program or is that another government program?
No, it is an SBA program. It's not a program that's going to be administered by the SBA through Treasury. It's going to be a program that's going to start rolling out this Friday. We're still working on the SOPs to basically finalize it, but it's a program that's going to roll out this Friday. It's going to be administered by the banks. All FDIC lenders are going to be eligible to promote the program. The program basically will allow for a business to secure payroll. How it works very simply is they're going to look at an encapsulated period last year of 4 months. They're going to see what your average payroll was, and that's all in payroll costs, taxes, payroll benefits, retirement accounts, and say that number is $100,000, okay, a month in payroll. And say you had 15 employees for that $100,000 a month in payroll. They are going to take that $100,000. The banks are going to analyze your business quickly. They're going to give you 2.5 times that $100,000 figure. So in this case, $250,000. If you, upon application and approval by the bank, if you accept the $250,000 and you have your same 15 employees, not the identical employees, but the same number of employees, through an 8-week period, which starts the day you close the loan and the ensuing 8 weeks, subsequent 8 weeks, you will have that $250,000 hypothetically forgiven. It will be a grant.
Now, when you say employees, a lot of people don't have employees, but they have 1099 workers and lots of them. Are 1099 folks covered here?
No, they're not. 1099 workers can basically apply for EIDL loans, the first program I talked to you about, themselves. But these have to be full-time employees, people that work for you, that basically would, if they're not working for you and not being paid, they'd be on unemployment. So this is basically to keep your staff intact for a duration of the next 8 weeks, which they're hoping is going to be when things settle down and recovery begins in earnest. But it's focused on employees. But again, if you are an independent contractor, if you're an Uber driver, if you're a Lyft driver, if you're a trainer in a gym, if you're a hairdresser that works as an independent contractor, you can apply in the EIDL loan program independently. And like I said, it's 10 minutes. You're going to get $10,000 almost immediately within 72 hours and have some additional funding sent to you. Now, the EIDL program is on any type of loan there. It's a 30-year amortization, a 30-year term. And it basically is a 3.75% interest rate. And your first 12 months of that loan is your payments are deferred. So you're not paying your first payment for 13 months. So they're really trying to give businesses that need disaster relief the time to basically not only endure, but also recover and before they have to start making payments. And with that 30-year amortization, I mean, your payments are going to be very, very low. And there's no prepayment penalty. There's no additional fees. It's a very sweet product for people that are in some of them are in dire straits right now.
Indeed.
The other program, the PPP program, any portion that's not forgiven. So say that you had those 15 employees initially last year, but you only have 12. That doesn't mean that the whole loan has to be paid off. The whole advance for payroll doesn't have to be paid off. They'll take a percentage. So say 80, you kept 80% of your employees. 80% of it will be forgiven, and the balance that's not forgiven will be amortized or termed over 10 years at 4% interest, which is still a very good deal.
That is amazing. Joseph Amato joining us, SBA Nevada District Director. So in other words, the money will start pouring out within 72 hours. What about the people who filled out the 6 or 8 page application a couple of weeks ago? Do they have to reapply, or are they still in the system?
No, actually, if you've already submitted and your application has been accepted, you basically are in the system, and they're working through the process right now to get you approved and get your money as fast as possible. There was a memo that went out yesterday, and if any businesses that have already applied, if they are in a position where they could use that $10,000 advance, that they can go back on the website, fill out the information again, which takes 10 minutes, and they're able to get the $10,000 advance.
I've got to ask you, because I was in your system the weekend before, and one of the things that happened almost simultaneously as I was talking to one of your customer service reps was that essentially the requirement to have 3 years of tax returns and things like that, that they were waiving that. And it was just, hey, it just came down today, we're waiving that. Has the system been changed for the better, more user-friendly?
You know, if the SBA is basically trying to walk on water right now, and they're doing an amazing job of putting themselves in a position to basically disperse the money the Congress has approved to get out to small business. Because the relief, you know what's happened in Las Vegas, especially, where businesses have just been shut down as the resorts are shut down. I've talked to so many different people that are just in a very, very difficult situation because of the fact that, for all intents and purposes, what was once a thriving business is now a business that's shuttered or a business that's partially closed. So, yeah, I mean, we're doing everything we can to push the money out there that Congress has approved into the hands of small businesses. We have waived the tax requirement. We've waived the collateral requirement. And in some cases, we've waived the personal guarantee. I'm not sure in all the cases yet, but in some cases, we've even waived the personal guarantee. So the SBA is doing just about everything it possibly can to put businesses on the right footing, you know, in preparation for what I hope and pray is a recovery that starts probably, hopefully, in the next few weeks, where some of these businesses are going to start coming back. And where we have these opportunities to bring the employees back, we're positioning them as well to, I talked to a business yesterday, 318 employees they had to lay off. Because of the payroll protection program, they're going to bring all 318 employees back immediately as soon as it's approved. So, I mean, there's a lot of great benefits that are going to come out of these programs. In some cases, we're basically offering the money on a silver platter because we know the businesses need that greatly.
Is there any worry that a program like this, with such wide appeal, could crash a government computer system?
Well, you know, it's funny because last week, I mean, I was with constituents every day. I mean, from 6 in the morning to 10 at night, helping them go through hours and hours of tedious process. I told you I did 59 applications yesterday, sat down with either by phone or with them person to person, with social distancing in mind. And we basically were able to just fly through the applications. So, and the program, the bandwidth was expanded in such a way that it just flew through. So with the problems we were having last week, which were tantamount to just frustration and tediousness, has now become just a very, very swift program.
And how long before, if somebody applies today, when do they get approval? Is it a 2-day process, a 5-day process, a 2-week progress process? What is it as far as getting accepted?
Well, with the EIDL loans, the disaster loans, they're trying to get the advance money out in 72 hours. There was a 2-to-3-week process in the old format. I believe they're trying to whittle that down to like a week to 10 days, no more than 2 weeks. And there's still a large backlog of several hundred thousand applications that were being mulled through. But they've now actually created an automated process that are going to try to get the EIDL loans done that quickly. The PPP process They're hoping that that's going to be a week to 2 weeks as well, because obviously it's very, very instrumental with these businesses keeping or bringing back their employees. And the banks know how important it is to get that information back as quickly. You know, get that information in, get that information processed, and get that money out as quickly as possible.
In our final couple of minutes, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about this, give them the website address again, and how can people get the ball rolling?
Okay, so there's three important things I'm going to tell you. Obviously, the website is sba.gov/disaster. That will take you on to all the EIDL program that basically will give you the disaster relief money and the advance. You can also call the Nevada District Office, where all my staff is basically teleworking but answering phones from morning to night. That number is 702-388-6611. Even if you're out of state, you can call that number and we'll relate you to a more local office. And then anyone can contact me by email, joseph.amato, A-M-A-T-O, at sba.gov. I've given that number out for almost two weeks now. I'm answering somewhere between 200 to 250 emails a day.
You are absolutely amazing. Put a big S on your chest, Mr. Amato. Thank you so much. It's always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. We'll get a progress report, okay?
Absolutely. Love to do it. And I'm here for you 24/7 if you need me, okay?
There you go. Joseph Amato, SBA Nevada District Director, joining us live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Ah, it's so good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations. By the way, I see more people out on bikes here in Southern Nevada over the course of the last 3 weeks. I wonder why. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. There you have it. It's that simple. I promised you good news. The president brought us good news last night from the Rose Garden that New York City has added thousands of hospital rooms in just the last week. Here it is.
Nearly 3,000 medical beds will become operational. The U.S. Navy ship Comfort also arrived today, equipped with 12 operating rooms and 1,000 hospital beds. Work has begun on additional temporary hospital sites, including a 600-bed capacity nursing home facility in Brooklyn and numerous floors of a high-rise building on Wall Street. So it's been really pretty amazing what they've done. The Army Corps of Engineers, what they've done. They just completed, think of it, a 2,900-bed hospital in New York in just about 3 days, maybe 4 days. And the whole city's talking about it. On top of that, we floated in a great ship, which is going to be 1,000 rooms, which is being used for patients outside of what we're focused on, and that will free up a lot of rooms for what we're focused on. So it's been great. The Army Corps of Engineers has awarded contracts for the construction of alternate care facilities also at the State University at Stony Brook, State University Old Westbury, and the Westchester Community Center. We're sending 60 ambulances to New York City today. We have a total of 60. We're getting some additional ones, with up to 190 more to follow at different locations. To date, FEMA has obligated more than $1.3 billion in federal support to the state of New York. So we're spending a lot of money in New York. It's a hotbed. There's no question about it. And we're spending a lot of time, effort on New York, New Jersey. Spoke with Governor Cuomo a lot. Spoke with Governor Murphy a lot in New Jersey. And we're really getting the job done. People are very impressed, and I'm very impressed by the people in FEMA, the people in the Army Corps of Engineers, because what they've done, I've never seen anybody do anything like it. In addition to the 8,100 ventilators that we've already delivered over the next 48 hours, we're delivering more than 1,000. 400 ventilators are going to Michigan very shortly, 300 going to New Jersey, 150 ventilators to Illinois, 150 to Louisiana, and 50 to Connecticut. FEMA and HHS already delivered 11.6 million N95 respirators, 26 million surgical masks, 5.3 million face shields, 4.4 million surgical gowns, and 22 million gloves. And I don't know if you just saw, it just came over the wires, that Ford just announced just a little while ago that they will produce, along with General Electric Healthcare, 50,000 ventilators, and they're going to be doing it in less than 100 days. And top of that, we have other companies that are doing ventilators, including General Motors. But we have 9 other companies doing ventilators. As we outpace what we need, we're going to be sending them to Italy. We're going to be sending them to France. We're going to be sending them to Spain, where they have tremendous problems, and other countries as we can.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
It is amazing when the national will is we need to do something and do something now. It is incredible how the American military jumps into the picture, and suddenly things start happening. Positive things start happening. We saw this in Katrina with General Honoré, and we're seeing it now. A little bit later on, we'll let you hear more from Lieutenant General Todd Semonite. In the meantime, we'll check in with Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872. Also, Michael Shouse will join us at 11 o'clock from NPRI. I just love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.